Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Love and Amazing Grace. This is a show where DC Love and I give guidance and healing and whatever it is that we are guided to do. So we usually start out now by introducing ourselves, but for some reason, DC Love has disappeared, and I have no idea why. So I will tell you about me while I look for DC. I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a Freedom and Empowerment Life Coach, a Divine Infinity Healing Practitioner, a Innate Releasing Practitioner, a Conscious Channel, a Spiritual Energy Healer, a Speaker, and an Author, and a bunch of other things as well. What I really love doing is exactly what I do. I love helping people transform their lives, and I love transforming my own life. And it's been an amazing experience for me, and I've been doing it now for around 20 years. And it just blows my mind sometimes how this works, how this makes such amazing and profound changes in my life and in the lives of other people. And that's really what I love to do. I love to help people find their joy. So I've been doing this for around 20 years, and my life has definitely changed in so many ways. So I help people to have a deeper understanding of who they are, what their life is about, what's important to them, what their actual purpose is. And it's about opening up to yourself and to your connection with guidance or with God or the universe or whatever terminology works for you. So if you want to learn more about me, you can visit my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And feel free to look around that website. There's lots and lots of information there. There's some free healing that you can do on yourself. There's just so much for you to explore. And let's see. That was really all I was going to tell you about me, and I'm still trying to figure out what's up with DC. So let me message her and see if she responds. And okay. So I've asked her where she is. So we'll see what kind of message I get back from that. Because she's always here on time. She's usually very prompt, and she usually sends me a message if something has happened and she won't be here. And she hasn't sent me any messages that I've seen. Let me make sure she didn't text me. Come on, phone. Okay, I do have a text. Okay, she says her internet is not staying connected right now. I don't know what's going on. So, let me see if I can bring her in a conference call, because we've done that before in the past. So if you guys will just bear with me, I will play a song while I do this. What song should I play? Let It Go is the one that I'm hearing. So I'm going to play a song while I'm trying to connect with DC.
White on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried.
Tried to connect with DC, and that didn't work. And she isn't responding on Facebook. She's apparently having problems with the internet, and so connecting with her on the computer is not working. And I tried calling her to connect with her on the phone, and that's not going through either. Or she's not answering, or she can't answer. So, I don't know if I should cancel the show, which seems like a horrible thing to do since so many of you have called in, but you called in for both of us, not just for me. So let me check in with guidance and see. Okay, they're saying to go through and ask people when I call your area code, ask you if you want to work with me or if you want to work with DC and me, which means you'll have to call in on Tuesday for our Morning with Jesus show. You never know what life is going to throw at you. All right, so we'll go to the caller from area code 951. Hi, is this Nathaniel?
Hi, Barbara. How's it going?
It's an interesting day. That's all I can say about it.
Oh.
So do you have a question for me, or do you want to wait till Tuesday and talk to me and DC, or how do you want to do this?
Talk to you now. You're the best. You're the best, Barbara.
Why, thank you. So what's going on in your life?
Well, I'm just kind of working today, just trying to be as happy as I can. And, you know, I talked to the doctor Friday. The outcome wasn't they're wanting to remove the part of the colon that's black. So, you know, and there was some other bad news, but it's all going to work out.
Okay, your guidance is telling me that you need to work more on loving yourself. That's what all of this is connected with. Because you're not really open to fully loving you. And so this is just a little nudge to get you to love yourself more. Is there some reason why you don't believe you deserve to be loved?
You know, it's just, you know, my upbringing, my brother, and, you know, my mom died a long time ago, and I had a wicked stepmother, and I've been out on my own for 40 years. I've been shopping. I never got married or, you know, had kids or even lived with, you know, I rented out rooms to a lot of people a long time ago, but it wasn't very, you know, wasn't really very probably healthy, I might say, but, you know, it's helping me take care of myself and eat a lot better and, you know, trying to do yoga, trying to think, you know, ways how to improve myself, I guess, you know, because I'm kind of in a bind, you know, in a sense, but I think I, you know, have some pretty good doctors working with me. I'm glad I had this doctor because she seemed to be pretty pretty gentle and pretty knowledgeable about it.
Okay. We are going to do some dear innate statements that have to do with how you view you, because that's the area that you really need to make some changes in so that you can experience life in a different way and you can experience health and experience having the things that you desire come into your life. So we're going to open you up more to loving you. So repeat after me.
Okay.
Urinate, I love myself.
Urinate, I love myself.
Urinate, I forgive all of those people who refused to love me.
Urinate, I refuse. Let's see, I forgive all those people who refused to love me.
Urinate, I forgive myself for refusing to love myself.
Urinate, I forgive myself for refusing to love myself.
Dear Innate, I forgive all of those people who treated me badly.
Dear Innate, I forgive all of those people who treated me badly.
Dear Innate, I forgive God for putting me in those situations where I was not loved.
Dear Innate, I forgive God who put me in those situations where I was not loved.
Dear Innate, I open my heart and I love and accept myself exactly as I am.
Dear Innate, I open my heart and I accept myself exactly how I am.
Dear Innate, I no longer put off loving myself.
Dear Innate, I put off no longer loving myself. Was
Dear
that right?
Innate, You said it backwards, but it's the same thing. Okay. Dear Innate, it is safe for me to love me.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to love me.
Dear Innate, I make decisions based on loving myself.
Dear Innate, I make decisions based on loving myself.
Dear Innate, I live my life from love.
Dear Innate, I live my life from love.
Dear Renate, I release all regrets from the past.
Release what? Regrets?
Regrets.
Regrets. Dear Renate, I release all the regrets of my past.
Dear Renate, I just let it all go.
Dear Renate, I just let it all go.
Dear Renate, I move forward in loving me.
Dear Renate, I move forward in loving me.
And just take a nice deep breath. I'm filling you with this beautiful golden energy, which is unconditional love, which is the strongest energy that there is, and it creates miracles. So just allow that love to soak into every cell of your body.
Okay.
And let it do what it's there to do.
All right. Thank you.
You are welcome, and make sure you do something every day which is showing yourself that you love you. Okay?
All right. Thanks again, Barbara.
All right.
We'll talk to you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye, Nathan. Okay, and our next caller is from area code 703. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. What can I do for you today?
Well, I'm just curious about, I have a couple job interviews tomorrow, so I'll just kind of see what you pick up from my interviews.
Okay, let's see what they're showing me. Okay, they're saying that if you go into these interviews with the confidence, with this, there's this energy that they're showing me. I don't know how to name it. But it feels very confident, very, very secure in who you are and in what you have to offer. If that is the image that you present in these interviews, then you will receive multiple offers.
Well, I already had one phone interview with them, and then I was, they just loved me. So my impersonal interview is tomorrow. The second one is actually a phone interview. So
okay. Yeah, as long as you are coming forward with that confidence, with that essence of you, then there's no way that anyone can say no. It's like they have to say yes.
Okay, well, thanks for that.
All right, let's see if there's anything else they want to tell you. They're saying, remember who you are. Remember who you are. Because it's important for you to be you. Don't try to be what you think they want you to be, because it's not about that. It's about you, being true to you, and allowing the reality of you to be what shines forth. Because that is what they are looking for. So, get
that's
out there
great,
and
I can only be me.
Yeah, exactly.
It can't be anybody else.
And it's
but
wonderful
me, so.
That you realize that. Yeah. Okay, then great.
Yeah.
I see that this being a wonderful day, it just feels really, really great. So,
oh,
get out
great.
There.
Well, I'll let you know. I'll let you know next week. I'll let you know next week what happens.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye bye.
Should we give Kale?
Yeah.
And our next caller is area code 415.
Hey, Barbara.
Hello, Blair. How are you, dear?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. A little interesting day, but.
The radio show or other stuff too?
It's actually been a really good day. It's been one of those days where I thought, okay, I'm going to accomplish a few things, and then the next thing I know, I've accomplished things that I hadn't planned on accomplishing for the next week, and I've already done them, so.
That's awesome. Yeah, those days are awesome. Cool. Well, congratulations. Good for you.
Thank you. So what's up with you today?
Well, two things. I was wondering if we could do some Dear Nates related to my brother. He's been in my mind the last couple of days. So whatever needs to be cleared there. And then some stuff with work. I'm just kind of trusting spirit and just taking it step by step. I sort of went through this little period over the last couple of days that I was sort of like, what am I supposed to do now? Because it felt like, okay, yeah, I manifested what I wanted. And now it's sort of like, okay, go back to the drawing board. And then spirit brought me to another stable today, which is a stable I went to years ago. And I emailed the guy again, which I had emailed him months ago. And I just sort of am, I know that the lesson is just to keep persistent. You know, I don't have all the drama around it like I used to, although I see myself sort of in one way I'm learning a lot. And in another way, I'm sort of having that stamina. Like I see myself even as a horse, like running, you know, I have that stamina, just keep going. And I definitely feel embodied of that. And also I'm sort of going on this round and round hunt with like a dog sit or two, which I think I might have just found one today after I flipped out one day. So I just, it's sort of like, well, Blair, why aren't you letting yourself just to make it easy? Like you meet someone, you get all, it works out with the stable, it works out with the dog sitter, everything lines up. And I don't know, so I guess also related to that is, or I won't say I won't know, I say I'm learning, so it's still in the process of revealing itself to me. And also I'll say that girl from the other stable, she ended up texting me back. This is like a day and a half later, because I was trying to make plans for her the next day. And I was very proud of myself because I am just responding to people differently. I didn't write back to her. She was like, oh, so sorry, I have a meeting at this time and now I'm going away for the week. And you know, she didn't reply to my questions about asking as far as how much, you know, a rental would be to work there. And I emailed her the day before, so she just, you know, she just kept me hanging for a day and a half, which I just think is just not right. It's just not people I'm interested in dealing with. You know, it's that unavailable vibe. And I've definitely experienced that a lot through my life. And now I just don't even engage. I just didn't write her back. But with that said, So I don't think she's right for me to do business with. I know that actually for sure. But with that said, it still feels like her energy is around me of like, well, you know, I'm not taking things so serious. And maybe I'll text her when she's back in town if I want to go do the meditation with the horses. That's been on my mind. And I would just contact her for that. And maybe if she sends me somebody, whatever, then I would like explore that, you know, give her a commission or something, but I'm not going to mention it to her. And it was interesting because what came into my mind was years ago, my mom used to always say to me, maybe my dad too, on how I'm like a user of people. And what I always interpret that, you know, that it was like, I only come around when I want something from somebody. And it kind of came into my mind with this girl of like, hey, if you want to go down and play with the horses, just keep it open. Like you could always text her and say, hey, are you down? Like, let's go play and not make a big deal of it. Like I used to have friends, like this is years ago, some friends that I just used to go clubbing with. I didn't think about them as close friends. I didn't care about them really as I felt bad. But like there were certain people that I would like do movie stuff with, and there were certain people I went clubbing with. There were some people that I studied with, and I didn't get all up in their shit, you know? Like, it wasn't like this person had to be an ideal person for me. And I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, maybe I'm going back to that of just, you know, no drama with this girl, whatever. I don't need to text her back. She doesn't need to text me. And it's not like the most honorable type of relationships. It's not like my ideal relationships. But, you know, I went through this phase for a really long time that I really wanted people to have like this certain standard. And I was with no one. I had no one in my life at all. And, but it was interesting because when I was making this like kind of thought with this girl of like, well, I'm not going to kind of blow it up. I'm not going to be pissed at her. I'm not angry about it. I just see who she is. And I don't need to do business with her, and that's fine. But I just was hearing my mom saying like, oh, you use people. And it was like, it was just sort of out of like, it was, I guess, a shaming for me just being the social butterfly of like just having people for different things or however she felt towards me, or that's what everybody does. Everybody, I mean, and not everybody has to be your close, intimate friends, or even if, well, I don't know. So just stuff that comes up around these things. I mean, I'm still, again, seeing how this unfolds just with my relationship with spirit of like what spirit's sharing with this situation, because I don't totally understand it. Not like I need to totally understand it, but it's just, you know, it is what it is. It's an interesting situation, I think.
Okay. All right, so let's just go ahead and start saying what they're telling me to say. Okay, here we go. Dear Innate, I forgive my brother.
Dear Innate, I forgive my brother. That already got me emotional.
Dear Innate, I release the sibling rivalry.
Dear Innate, I release the sibling rivalry.
Dear Innate, I forgive my brother for not being who I thought he was.
Dear Innate, I forgive my brother for not, for not being who I thought he was.
Dear Innate, I forgive my parents for loving my brother.
Dear Innate, I forgive my parents for loving my brother.
Dear Innate, I forgive my brother for being treated better than me.
Dear Innate, I forgive my brother for being treated better than me.
Dear Innate, I let go of all resentment towards my brother.
Dear Innate, I let go of all the judgment towards my brother.
Dear Innate, I just give my brother the freedom to be himself.
Dear Innate, I just give my brother the freedom to be himself.
Dear Innate, I release all the expectations about my brother.
Dear Innate, I release all the expectations about my brother.
Dear Innate, I release all the expectations about other people.
Dear Innate, I release all the expectations about other people.
Dear Innate, I forgive all those other people for not meeting my expectations.
Dear Innate, I forgive all those other people for not meeting my expectations.
Dear Innate, I forgive all of those other people for the misery they bring into my life.
Amen to that. Dear Innate, I forgive all those other people for bringing misery into my life.
Dear Innate, I forgive myself for finding misery.
Dear Innate, I forgive myself for finding misery.
Dear Innate, I forgive myself for the stories that I create.
Dear Innate, I forgive myself for the stories that I create.
Dear Innate, I forgive myself for setting myself up not to achieve.
Dear Nate, I forgive myself for setting myself up to not achieve.
Dear Nate, I let go of those patterns.
Dear Nate, I let go of those patterns.
Dear Nate, even though it seems impossible to do, I fully let go of those patterns.
Dear Nate, even though it seems impossible to do, I let go of those patterns.
Dear Nate, I let go of the need to analyze my life.
Dear Nate, I let go of the need to analyze my life.
Dear Nate, I let go of the need to compare my present with my past.
Dear Nate, I let go of the need to compare my present with my past.
Dear Nate, I let go of the need for my brain to understand everything.
Dear Nate, I let go of the need of my brain to understand everything.
Dear Nate, I no longer think things to death.
Dear Nate, I no longer think things to death.
Dear Nate, I no longer make up stories about everything.
Dear Nate, I no longer make up stories about everything.
Dear Nate, I live in the moment.
Dear Nate, I live in the moment.
Dear Nate, I am creating my life.
Dear Nate, I am creating my life.
Dear Nate, it is safe for me to create a life I enjoy.
Dear Nate, it is safe for me to create a life that I enjoy.
Dear Nate, I love myself.
Dear Nate, I love myself.
Dear Nate, I am moving forward with my life.
Dear Nate, I am moving forward with my life.
Dear Nate, I open up to the possibilities.
Dear Nate, I open up to the possibilities.
Dear Nate, I embrace the new me.
Dear Nate, I embrace the new me.
Take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
Yeah, I feel calmer than I did. I mean, there was a lot of tossing and turning this week with that lion's gate, those lion gate energies. You think, I know that, well, I'll just ask it. Do you think that I'm ever going to reconnect with my brother and have... have any kind of relationship with him? I mean, I just saw a picture of his daughter today, and she's already looking kind of old, like older, you know. Like I've missed that whole thing.
The more you release all of the energy surrounding your brother and your relationships with him, the more you are opening up to actually having a relationship with him. You've got to let go of all of that stuff from the past. It's about you being open to having something new, to having something that you've never had before.
I still feel so angry at him, and I also feel so angry about the whole kid thing. Like, I just...
You've got to let all that go. You've got to let go of all of that in order for anything to change. And if you don't let it go, don't expect it to change.
It's like one of those things of like, why am I having to do healing work around this now? Like,
okay, you've got to let that go too, because then that's just you judging what's happening, and that doesn't do you any good. You've got to let it go. You can't hang on to any of it, and you can't hang on to any stories about it, and there is no need to analyze it or justify it. You just have to let it go. That's it.
It feels like he's okay with us not having a relationship, and it feels like he's been okay with that for years, even before.
You've got to let that story go, too, because that's a story that you're making up. because you don't know how he feels because you haven't asked him. So stop making up stories like that and just let it go.
What do you think he
don't
feels,
even
Barbara?
Go down that path. What he feels really
tell
isn't important.
Barbara.
It's what you are creating. It's what you are creating that you need to look at. And you are creating a story that he doesn't really care that you guys don't have that close of a relationship. You're creating a poor me story where you're justifying that poor you doesn't have that relationship with your brother. You've got to let go of all the poor me crap. You really, there is no other way. Don't even go there anymore. And they are saying that if you clear all of that crap concerning your brother, that there is a really good chance that you will have a relationship with him that you can actually enjoy.
And I've never enjoyed a relationship with him. Never. Ever since I was young. It was always
well, then it
a,
would be a whole new relationship. That's why you've got to let all that stuff go.
Any thoughts as far as, besides I created this with this girl, is this just like a learning experience? Like what, like is she just like passing through? Like what was the point of like, I mean, I'm definitely clearer on the type of relationship now I want to have with a stable owner, which I didn't have that before. And I'm approaching people differently now, even if they are some of the same people. It's like one of those experiences that normally you would think, oh, I reached out to that person, move on. But it's sort of like a groundhog's day. And you're like, well, I just feel like contacting that person. And I just do. And I contact them with a different letter. And I don't care. I don't know. It doesn't matter what they're thinking. I don't care. But it's just that's my experience these days. It's like I wake up. And it's like, how do I feel? Okay, what do you want me to do? And it's like, okay, why don't you just send some emails through Facebook to stable owners in the area? And it's like, okay. And I was like, oh, yeah, I already contacted that person several months ago. Whatever. It's like,
you're letting go of how things used to be, and you are now following your guidance. That's what's important. That's what makes the difference. And you're seeing that over and over and over. Accept it.
Yeah.
And live it. Because it does change everything. And that's what they keep showing you with all of these relationships. It's when you change, everything else changes.
Could you slip into another timeline? I don't really like when I bring up these topics of like light and dark and timelines, but it's like that is how the information comes into me, because I notice how one day I'm on a certain timeline and I let it go, and then it's like I'm flipped to a different time. Like I'm becoming a master dimensional jumper, a time traveler. Like that is what is refining with me, and it's I really notice it from like day to day, and even from like minute to minute. Like I clear some stuff, I like resort myself out. Oh, I look at this differently, and then it's like these good things will happen, or like no, like it's like oh my God, this movie is called The Butterfly Effect. Have you seen that movie?
I think I have.
Yeah, it came out like many years ago. It had Ashton Kutcher in it, and guided to watch it like maybe a month or two ago, and I was like, oh my God, this is like so like the stuff that I'm into, and like time traveling and like jumping timelines. So I watched it all over it, and you might be interested in it, maybe that's why I'm sharing it with you. But it's like that is so like he would read parts of his journal and be able to like go back and like change the like it was just so fantastic of like everything that even more so what's happening now. I think that's when it was starting, when I was guided to watch it a couple months ago. So basically, what I'm thinking is that things are shifting while I'm disconnected with this girl over this week. Plus, I'm proud of myself because I'm not even tempted to pursue that I used to. Like, it's just totally different me. And then she's going to come back, and, I mean, whatever, we'll see. But, I mean, I still have certain feelings about her, but maybe that energy again shifts. Because I still feel like there's, like, a part there of us working together or just friendly or something. Do you want to weigh in on that?
They're saying that when the time is right, you'll know it. So just follow your guidance and make the changes that you're guided to make. You're becoming more and more aware of what you are creating. So one of the important things for you to do, though, is to stop the stories, because you love to make things into a story. And they're saying just stop the stories.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Ms. Barbara. Have a good evening.
You're welcome. You too.
Bye. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Sure. Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is from area code 510. Hi, who's this?
Hello, it's Leanne.
Hi, Leanne. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Just kind of weird doing the show without DC, but hey, you know, such is life.
You're just doing it. I didn't even know. You know, it happens. I haven't been here for a while, but it flashes up whenever I'm really supposed to. And it was, I just came out of meditation about not even 10 minutes ago, and there you were. And I went, oh, I guess I'm not supposed to ignore this today. So it was twice that that happened. I went, oh, okay, all right, got it. So I guess open to, yeah, whatever message clearly you want to come through with this, with you and through these channels.
Okay. Well, let's see. The first thing I'm getting is a question, and the question is, what do you really want to do with your life? Nice, simple little question,
good.
Right?
Just a small one, huh? I'm writing my stuff down, so I'm not answering. I'm just breathing through that one. I want to be happy. I can at least say that, so... And I don't mean happy, Pollyanna happy. It's a core, happy, more of joy, just joy, living in that vibration and also staying authentic and real and listening within and trusting that guidance that I get, no matter what is happening outside. And then what I want to do with it isn't always about doing for me.
No, it's about being.
That's what I've been learning.
Yeah.
Yep. Because the what I need to do or what is to be done by me, you know, shared by me, that's pretty clear. I mean, we've talked about the right, all of that's there. So all the things that go with that, that, you know, they align and they will continue to align. So it's really for me to trust, listen, and act upon that or not act when there's no action necessary.
Exactly.
So I think just the grace and ease. Grace and ease, grace and ease, grace and ease. Part of your name. But grace and ease, grace and ease.
And they're saying,
you know, and it'll always
already...
be interesting. I mean, I know, you know, I have no doubt about that.
It'll never be boring. No question about that.
No.
They're saying that you are the one who is always making a choice about whether or not you are happy. Because happiness is not based on anything that's happening. It's based on...
Right.
Who you are being. So when you are
being in that energy
of happiness and joy, then that's who you're being. It's there.
Right.
It's not something
tap
you have to
it.
Look
it's
for.
There.
It's just where you are. It's a choice.
Yeah. Good. Thank you.
And so they want you to start making that choice more and more. And to open
that. Yes, I want that too.
Yeah. There's apparently a lot of possibilities that you'll get to sift through and they just want you to be open to seeing what is there. So
okay.
when you are coming from that energy of that happiness, that joy that is within you that is shining forward, then you see more of those opportunities. It makes a huge difference
okay.
in what you experience.
That makes sense.
Okay.
No, it does. I'm like, I had to sit with it. I'm like, yeah, because it's a different vibration.
Yeah. And you are reaching that point where it's time for you to be in that vibration, that higher energy vibration, and to move forward with
yep.
your life in that vibration. Because
yes.
you've experienced
okay.
all of that crappy stuff and, you know, let that go. You don't need to, it's over. It's done.
Yes.
You know. Goodbye.
Thank you. Ciao. Done.
Yeah, this is about you creating that beautiful, amazing life that is here for you now.
Yes, thank you.
And they're saying, don't put it off. Not even a day, not even a minute.
Okay, got it.
Okay. If there's anything else they want to say. Oh, there's a whole bunch of them, and they're all just yelling, we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you.
got the chills.
Yeah. Ugh, the crowd's getting bigger.
Yeah,
okay.
Most of them are over there, so on the other side.
Yeah.
They are. So that would make sort of, I got a cheering crowd, cheering section, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And they don't want you to forget that you are loved. You really are. You really are. And it's not based on what you do. It's simply they love you because they love you. That's it. And you don't have to do anything to prove that you deserve it. Not ever. Because you do. So just learn to accept the love. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
No, I feel that when you, yeah, no. Anything else they want to say, I'm just like, huh.
No, they're just saying, actually, they're singing a song, and I don't know why they're singing that song. The song is, we are a gentle, angry people, and we are singing for our lives. That song. And
okay,
I don't know why
wow.
they're singing that song, unless it has some
Whoa.
Significance to you.
There has to be some. I wow, okay. Gentle, angry people. We're singing for our lives. Whoa. Wow.
The song has several verses. There's young and old together. There's gay and straight together. There's
oh wow, my uncle. Okay, wow, wow.
There's
because wow. Okay, that's deep. Okay.
Oof. So you know, it's like all of the polarities. They're
yeah.
They cover all of them, and they are singing for their lives.
Hmm.
And so you may want to, you know, go on YouTube and listen to the song.
Yeah, I kind of am like, I'm making, yeah, I think so, yes, because music is
yeah.
huge. Singing is, all of it is really big with me, with them. So that's just, yeah. Wow. I will do that after
okay.
this call, shall we? Yeah, definitely. Wow.
Okay. They're happy you're going to listen. So that was it. They wanted you to listen to that call.
I will do so. I promise I will do that. I really will do that. This is good. Okay. Ooh. Wow. Thank you. Okay.
Well, that's all they're saying. So.
They said plenty. They started because the question was big enough, right? And I think just love that. I could always use the affirmation. There's nothing wrong with that. So this is, that's very big. And that brought tears. So, you know, it was the connection I needed today to just tap in and, like you said, receive and let it just allow that. That's more than enough. So, yeah. And I'm more than enough. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You are welcome. And hopefully next Sunday, DC will be able to be on the show too.
Yeah, and next Sunday I will be flying in. We're actually flying out. We'll be moving. So that'll be interesting because the time would actually work because we get there really early. So I think I will be able to check in. And in fact, I'm sure it'll tell me again, yeah, this is where you need to be. So, yeah,
wonderful.
Which will be pretty cool. So, all right, I'll be back with you soon. Thank you so much.
Okay. You are welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is from area code 503. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Dawn.
You guys planned this, right? She texted
Liam's
you and said, call.
She's like, I won. I'm like, well, okay, I'll join. But of course. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
You know what? I am doing great.
So what's happening in your life now?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I am preparing a slideshow for our grand opening of our amazing building that we are finally in.
Yay!
Yay! So on the same day Leanne's moving, I am celebrating our grand opening. Woohoo!
Wonderful. Yay!
Yeah. Yeah, and I met someone.
Oh,
isn't that interesting and fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really amazing, actually. You know, months ago, I'd kind of seen grand opening, and I really desired to, like, be with someone then. So I'm not surprised with the timing. But I'm just pleasantly delighted, and I don't know. We're in a very, very new state, but it's super, super fun. And he's actually a college friend. He's extraordinarily brilliant. He's a professor, and oh my God, he's super sweet, super kind, very deep. He's got like Scorpio, and like his sun's in Scorpio, and my moon and my first house are in Scorpio. I mean, it's kind of crazy. But he was my brother's like college best like roommate. And all these years, 20 years, I mean, I've never met him. And his timing brought him, like, all roads were leading to Oregon. So he left, Pennsylvania, North Carolina. And drove all the way out here. And we missed each other in the Grand Tetons and Yellowstone by only a week. I mean, it's just this weird confluence. But he came to my brother's once a year party here, and we went kayaking and stayed up talking late by the fire, and we've been like talking and texting every day since. And we just had a date yesterday, and it was just wonderful, and now I'm 2 hours away, and I miss him, but he's coming to grand opening. He, like, arranged his trip to visit family after grand opening because he knew it meant something to me. So, anyways, that's what's going on in my life.
Wonderful. Okay, I'm hearing a song. The song I'm hearing for you, what is the name of that song? It's, the words are Groovin' on a Sunday afternoon or a Saturday afternoon. Groovin', gonna be there soon. Find that song on YouTube and listen to it. I don't know exactly what it means, but you're supposed to listen to the song.
I am writing it down. Awesome.
Because apparently you're going to be grooving with this guy, so. Whatever that means.
Yeah, that sounds really amazing. I mean, it we already are. I mean, it's really, oh my God. So, I'm blushing. Oh my goodness. Well, this is great. Hey, I was wanting to tell Leanne all about this, so I hope she's still listening.
Yes, she is. So she's probably sitting there just laughing along with you.
Oh yeah, I can hear. My mic. Oh, that's awesome. Well, I want to thank you for your support through this very interesting period of time of building a building and trusting. And I mean, it's a process. I mean, there's still more trust in everything, but I'm just knowing that divine right action is taking place, and all of the financial resources will continue to come into place, and everything will be paid in right timing. And you know, I did overdraw my bank account once already, but but everything is fine, and it's going to be more than fine. So any continued help, prayers, love in that upping of prosperity consciousness so that I can align even more to receive, so that I can give even more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do a few statements. Dear Innate, I am aligned with receiving.
Dear Innate, I am aligned with receiving.
Dear Innate, I am aligned with receiving blessings from God.
Oh, dear Innate, I am aligned with receiving blessings from God.
Dear Innate, I accept that I have value.
Oh, dear Innate, I accept that I have value.
Dear Innate, I accept that what I do is worthy.
Ooh. Dear Innate, I accept that what I do is worthy.
Dear Innate, prosperity is my natural state of being.
Dear Innate, prosperity is my natural state of being.
Dear Innate, I am open to love.
Oh, dear Innate, I am open to love.
Ew, that one just had all kinds of meaning to it. So.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. You may be grooving really soon here. See what happens when you guys let me on here without DC? There's no control.
Thank you, thank you.
You are welcome. And they're saying that your life is going to take off in ways that you haven't expected. So hang on and enjoy the ride.
Okay. Woo, fasten my seatbelt. Oh, my God, exactly. That's so funny, because where I was at with the slideshow was I was just picking out the Tesla pictures when I had ridden a Tesla. So, perfect. Cruising on a Sunday.
Well, enjoy yourself.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And all let me know how it goes, you know?
Okay. Leah's sending me the grooving song. Oh, my God.
In low and high places.
I love it. Oh, my God. The whole field of people supporting me, and so does everyone.
You have to be available to it.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yes, you've got that whole team, and they're just like Leanne's. They're just keep saying, we love you, and we're so proud of you, and you're so wonderful, and we're so glad you're beginning to see your own beauty.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, all
yeah,
right.
Thank you.
Well, you are welcome, and now you get to have fun in life.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Right. Have a wonderful Sunday.
I will, and you too.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Those are just so much fun. Thank you all so much for listening. That's the show for tonight, and hopefully DC will be here next week. Sending you all lots and lots of love. Bye-bye, everybody.